Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along. Wow. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Wow. This is the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, for March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic. We're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. Wow, trying to get my voice rolling here today. I don't know what's going on. But a recap of yesterday's broadcast makes sense for starters, always. We talked about the United States added 700,000 new millionaires in 2017 alone. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we will never have an honest society with dishonest money at the core. It's a critical statement to understand. The Federal Reserve manipulated the interest rates yesterday. They maintained its forecast. They're going to have three hikes this year, they claim. It's a tragedy, ladies and gentlemen, an absolute tragedy. Mark Zuckerberg, quote, "We have a responsibility to protect your data, and if we can't do it, we don't deserve to serve you." So my question is, since they failed, and since he doesn't deserve to serve us, how many people are shutting down their Facebook accounts? Zuckerberg vows changes after Cambridge Analytica scandal, but it's not really a Cambridge scandal. It's a Facebook scandal, folks. And here's the funny part. Everyone's like, "I'm going to shut down Facebook and go to Instagram." Well, Instagram's owned by Facebook, folks. How do you like them apples? All right, anyway, I'm just telling you, it's disaster. But again, unless we make our own institutions, unless we stand up for liberty and take control, we're just going to be at the behest of the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world. And there you have that. I just don't see it any different, folks. Looks like Michigan Governor Rick Snyder's doing a good thing. He signed a bill that bans material resource support for warrantless surveillance programs. This is a step every state should take. Boy, howdy, is that right? But I, you know, wager that I appreciate the sentiments, if you will. But I don't think the Michigan governor, Rick Snyder, can do much good as long as he's taking money from the feds. They'll just manipulate him, browbeat him with that stick and carrot, won't they? Obama EPA head spent nearly $1 million on foreign trips, according to the Daily Caller. No scrutiny. Let's just attack Ben Carson for the $31,000 of literal confusion. Yeah. See how it is? Listener Brian chimes in. "If you don't mind, I would like to submit my opinion on keeping America's children in the public schools safe." We heard from that. "It's official. New York City hasn't seen snow like this in 130 years, writes CNN. Just call that global warming. Climate change. You don't believe you're not on board. You must be some kind of a threat to society. I guess gold spilled on Russian runway after plane door glitch." So we talked about that. We talked about an hour, too. We had our guest on, Mr. Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union. And we talked about Bitcoin is unfolding like the dot-com crash. Just what? 15 times faster, some say. How much do you really need to earn to take home $100,000 in your paycheck? The answer, $135,000 to $150,000 or so. And then you got taxes after your take-home pay. Wow, like property tax and sales tax and entertainment tax and, I mean, restaurant tax that are massive. The suddenly hot job market for workers over 50 is doing well. We also talked about Rand Paul on the budget, a rotten, terrible way to govern, writes McClatchy News Service. Now it's not only a budget, it's actually a spending bill ready to be signed by the Donald. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds. Rand Paul says there might be a gun control vote today. The gun control threat's real. Wow, there you have that. We also talked about this FBI on site where there's rumored to have Civil War era gold. Wow. It's rumored to be buried, says WTOP Radio. And why the FBI is there if it's just a rumor? Who knows? They've been saying it's a conspiracy for a long time. Now the FBI's got a gag order on folks. And they're there on court-ordered official government business. Why would they be doing that? Gunfire erupts, ladies and gentlemen, in a bizarre twist in the Seth Rich murder probe. You want details on that? Go to WND.com. Bang up job up there at WND. Bottom line is this. Mr. Berkman, he's a journalist. He hired this guy. It's a former Marine, Kevin Doherty. And Doherty was supposed to help him get to the bottom of the Seth Rich murder and scandal. Well, it turns out Doherty tried to kill the journalist and got arrested for it. So it's just crazy. I don't hear anything in the mainstream press about it at all, though. Again, the new media needs to take center stage, folks, and we need your financial support to get it done. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, dial 801-669-2211 or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's a wrap of yesterday's broadcast, available at LibertyRoundtable.com, on demand, at your fingertips, free. But speaking of Kurt Crosby, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I leave my headline from yesterday and make it the top headline for today. Again, what we discuss is so relevant it lasts for days, folks. We will never have an honest society with dishonest money at the core. Well, Rand Paul complained about the budget yesterday, rightly so. Now it gets worse because it's going to be signed into law in mere seconds. Congress approves $1.3 trillion spending bill, sends it to the Donald. Shame, shame on both houses and both parties, says Rand Paul. No one has read the 2,200-page bill. 2,200-page bill. No one's read it. Congress is broken, says Rand Paul. The House approved the measure, 256 to 167. Senate clears the package, 65 to 32 vote. It's almost like a sports score, you know what I'm talking about? But they literally, in my opinion, destroyed all their chances for 18 and 20. They literally completely melted down and absolutely 1,000% betrayed their base, their platform, and any moral code you could count on. There are a lot of people that voted against this. 100 senator or 100 House member block voted against it. People are complaining, but the bottom line is literally two-thirds of the House and Senate sold us down the river, Kurt, in, I don't know what you say, Republican fashion?
Well, I'd say in insider fashion.
I agree with that.
Anyway,
the Republicans and the Democrats seem to be the insiders together now. Doesn't matter which party.
The king, man. It's all, you know, the way it works.
That's right. And you say, what is a Republican? I finally have an answer. Somebody who's ready to stab you in the back, or somebody's too ignorant to realize they're going to stab you in the back. Or somebody who might try not to stab you in the back, but they're backing those who will stab you in the back.
Unless they're a Republican like Lowell Nelson.
Which I would start to say is a guy that might be a little bit deceived and thinking that they're going to be able to do good if we just get another guy in there. They're great people, but they're still on that bandwagon, right?
Well, it's hard to say simply because, you know, I mean, we find ourselves, you know, agreeing with them. Like when Rand Paul does what he does.
That means I get deceived sometimes, too, I think. Yeah, this is not an attack on these guys, but I'm just telling you, if we think that the answer is just elect more Republicans, wow, that's then the lie.
It just depends on the flavor of Republicans.
That's right. So thinking electing Republicans is not the answer.
Like those 20 the World Net Daily brought up, you know, lately, if you got those guys in, then it'd be 20 pretty good ones, according to them.
Yeah, you're right.
But there's a lot that needs to be fixed, for sure.
Now, the House did 256, 167. What is that, two-thirds, Kurt? Not quite. Senate clears package 65 to 32, so it's over two-thirds of the Senate. But basically, two-thirds of the Senate, what percent is that? 256, 167. Can you figure that out real quick? Just whip out your calculator.
256, 157. And then what was the Senate?
No, 167. Don't worry about the Senate. It's two-thirds.
167. Okay.
Yeah, 256, sorry. 167. What percent is that?
Okay. And so you got that.
You know.
That's 423. So there were like 12 of them that didn't vote. And then out of the ones that did...
Yeah, it's interesting. So it's two-thirds of the Senate, 65 to 32.
60.5% that voted for it.
All right, so you have an overwhelming smackdown where you got literally like 66% of the Senate and 60% of the House.
In a basketball game, it'd be 60 to 39, you know?
Yeah, and then it would be 65 to 32 in the Senate.
Good point.
And when you blend that, I don't know how to blend all that. Well, here's the way I guess I would blend it. There's 535 members of Congress, right? Mm-hmm. So do 256 plus 65. Mm-hmm. Write down that number. Right?
Yeah, it's bad news.
What's that number? 265. Or 256 plus 65.
Plus 65.
Get that number. Then do 167 plus 32. Do those numbers and divide it, and we'll get a blended percent, if you will. We'll do it. Be back in seconds. Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station. So disappointed in the Republicans.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this will work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill. Or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. So 321 voted for it, 199 voted against it. Kurt, is that how it is?
Yes.
All right, and what percent's that?
Of the total that voted or of the total that could have voted?
No, see, like the total that voted. 15 the ones that didn't 15 vote, Kurt, voted AWOL. For it.
Okay, well, yeah.
Right? Because if you don't vote and you're missing an action and you don't do your duty to stop it, then you're part of it by, you know, just being swept along. Because you don't do anything to stop it. And you could say, well, hey, I didn't do either. But see, yeah, I say that's a cop-out.
The grandkids thing. So it's 61.7% to 38.2%.
All right. There you go.
So you know.
I'm just telling you that's out of control, ladies and gentlemen. When it comes to pro-life, we can't even get 50%. When it comes to shutting down government health care, which they complained about forever, we can't even get 50%.
It sounds like all four of our representatives didn't vote for it, Sam.
So they voted against it?
Utah, yeah.
Yeah, see, I like to be very clear about the things that I say. When we say didn't vote for it, I'm not sure if that means did or didn't. If you say voted against it, it's obvious. When someone throws up a free throw in a game, I don't like to say, you know, oh, wow, because then no one knows if it went in or not. I like to say, he got it, he made it, or no go, or, you know, clear language to explain. So our four, House representatives voted against it, Kurt?
That's what I understand.
That's great news. What about our two senators?
You have a
handle on
that part?
We got to work on finding out that. But all I can tell you is shame, 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 as Rand Paul said, on both parties and both houses. This is an absolute disaster. And here's the biggest part that I have a problem with. It's a 2,200-page bill, Kurt. 2,200 pages. No one's read it. Kurt, can you imagine passing a $1.3 trillion legislative budget, and no one has read it? How do I know no one's read it? Because it just got unveiled last night. No one had time to read it. It's not even possible. I mean, the closest you could get is if you had 22 members on your staff is, hey, each of you take 100 pages, read it, and report on a summary to me or something. But, I mean, there's no way you can even digest such a piece. And what bothers me is, anybody who supported this, 61% supported this and said, we're going to do it anyway. And Donald's probably going to sell us down the river and do it too. Now what? Donald could shut the whole thing down, Kurt, and then they got to push for a veto proof, whatever. Donald could stop this, but he won't, Kurt. So what do you think?
He just tweeted out this morning that he said, let's see, what was it? Said, I'm considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill passed on the fact that the 800,000 plus DACA recipients have been totally abandoned by the Democrats, not even mentioned in bill, he says.
Okay, see, that's an unfair characterization, though. The Republicans are in control of everything. They've been abandoned by the Republicans, too, not counting the Donald.
And the border wall, the tweet continues, which is desperately needed for our national defense, is not fully funded.
Okay, so there you go, and I hope he rejects this, but it will shut down the government, which I hope happens as well. But all I'm telling you is this is disaster. They literally gave more funding to more government unconstitutional programs. Donald tried to pare a lot of that back and got shut down in that too, Kurt. So there you have it. I don't know how to be more negative on this, really. In other words, I want to be negative because I want to really articulate the problem here. Rand Paul said it right. Congress is broken. Okay? What on earth, when we're $21 trillion in debt, are they passing a $1.3 trillion spending bill just loaded up with everything you can imagine, just making the Democrats jump with joy, just smile with glee? Okay, right before an election cycle. And by the way, it'll fund government. You know how long it'll fund government for, Kurt?
No, I don't, Sam.
Till September, sir.
Wow.
Right before the elections, huh, Kurt?
Well, the elections are in November. I guess you can say September's right before.
I don't know. Would you say that's way
right
before or right
I would
after? What
would
you put it?
Right before, you know, like the week before myself.
Okay, I just said right before. If you want to say right before, I would agree.
Right. Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, it's your point's well taken that it's more right before than I'm even articulating. And if your point is to highlight that, you're spot on. You're absolutely right, and that's kind of my problem with this, is every bit of this smacks of complete ignorance and a political agenda. I don't know what that agenda is, though. Do they think this is going to help them in the elections, Kurt? Do they think this is going to help them to completely ignore the DACA people? Or what do they think they're doing here? I don't get it.
Well, at least in my opinion, you can learn a lot from our buddies of the past. Our buddy Jerry Hughes of Washington on trial and all that conceived in liberty, he would teach us that what happens is they have their whipping boys or their items that make it so that they can get their funding. They don't really want to get rid of those things. They want to keep them available. And so what happens is, each representative, each senator has his special thing that he can take back and say to his constituents, that, hey, this is what I did for you. This is what I got for you. This is the candy I'm bringing home. This is why you want to vote for me again. And that's what's happening, I think.
Yeah, and the question is if the new media taking center stage will be enough to educate the people of how disastrous, how wrongheaded, how dishonest, how immoral this really is, or if the mainstream press will tell the tale in fine fashion and people will be all delighted and go for it. I don't really know. All I know is this is absolute disaster, in my opinion. And again, my headline from yesterday, I think, highlights it perfectly today. We will never have an honest society with dishonest money at the core. I will also go further and say we will never drain the swamp as long as we let them spend like drunken sailors. Okay, we just won't. It's not possible. They have too much authority and power over us with their government-elected, appointed, vote fraud positions on top of the money that they can spend like drunken sailors to beat us down. We will never win. We can't even elect the good guys. There's no money to compete with that. On occasion, we can get an upset, and I'm delighted for those upsets. We can educate about the proper role of limited government. We can elect the good guys, whether they're Republican or Democrat or independent Americans or whatever they are. We can, by character, find good guys and run them for office and win on occasion, and that's good. But I submit to you that we can't turn this around as long as we let the dishonest money flow, Kurt. As long as we let the deception, you put the dishonest money together in the mainstream press, and I don't think it's winnable on any scale that could turn America around. The only way is to preach religion. And I don't mean, divide on the theological discussions, but I mean, look, if we turn to God and if we, get control of the money, well, I think we could make a difference. But without that, I feel like, hey, and when I say it's a losing cause, I mean to turn the country around as a whole. I don't mean it's a losing cause that we should give up. Let's be very clear. I don't want to be negative. I want to be real, though. And it's never a losing cause to try to make society better for my children. It's never a bad idea to try to make a difference at every level we possibly can, meaning that I should do my best regardless. I should never give up or abandon because, there are a lot of good that can come from good people doing good things. If we don't do the good things we do, there'll even be a vacuum of good, which will make evil escalate even faster, become more tyrannical by nature. So I'm not in any way suggesting we should give up or suggesting it's a lost cause. And I'm never suggesting we shouldn't do anything about it. We should. What we need to do is literally work on electing the good guys, taking money out of the equation, literally putting the new media together to where we really have a voice. For example, when Ron Paul ran for president the first time, they mocked him and said he didn't stand a chance because he didn't have an infrastructure on the ground. Oh, the second time around, he sure got that together, and it was awesome. And in the first place, they just mocked him and laughed at him. In the second place, they literally had to turn off the lights and violate the rules. And what if we even pushed harder, folks? We might be the guys to turn on the lights instead of turn off the lights. So I'm not suggesting giving up in any way. I'm merely suggesting what we have to do to get it done. And the answer is we have to reject this notion of party, that all we got to do is elect the Republicans and by golly, we can fix this thing. That lie has been completely, absolutely, utterly exposed and rejected. Now, as Kurt wisely says, we got to get rid of swamp monsters. We got to get rid of the inside government crew. We got to elect good, honest people. We got to take party out of it and stand on principle. And we got to educate the people through the new media taking center stage. I want to get Kurt's take in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. So I know it sounds negative that I'm just saying, hey, there's no chance. And okay, I'm being a little bit real about what they've got over us. They've got the media control of everything, so it's hard to get educated on what's really going on. Everything is just full of propaganda everywhere. They got control of the money via fake money. They could just basically literally create anything out of thin air and control any legislature or election. They've got vote fraud going on to where you just can't get a handle on that. The American people are absolutely checkmated out of the game. Unless, and I'm going to say unless three times, unless we start to turn to God, family, and country and apply true principles to the mix. They don't have an answer for that, folks. Let me be very clear. They do not have a way to stop us if we do that. God can do what we cannot do. Families together can do what we cannot do. They're the fundamental unit of society. And they might be able to manipulate things and take me out of the game for voting and everything else. But if I live righteously, I can be blessed and protected by the Almighty. And if I turn to my family, I can create the fundamental unit of society that's working well. And that's where we need to focus, internally at least. Externally, we need to focus on the new media taking center stage where we can truly educate to what's going on here. And I believe what we need to do is not worry about the big picture that we might not have control on that looks very negative. We live in perilous times, no doubt about it. But I can't control any of that, folks. That's up to God. It's up to the nation. It's up to society at large, if you will. I can do what I can do, and I can smile while doing that. Right? So that's what we need to focus on. I think that's kind of the key here. And so I don't mean to be negative, but I really do mean to use this as an opportunity to redirect our expectations to be real and redirect our actions to be meaningful. Kurt, your thoughts?
I don't know what else to say on this, Sam. I guess I'm overwhelmed by your negativity, in my opinion, but, you know, that's just me.
No, you're right.
I don't like to hear it, but, you know, I know that that's, you know, you feel like it's necessary, like you say, to be real or whatever. I think most of us get plenty of negativity from all of the standard media, so at least my goal, and I guess it's probably just an error in my DNA or whatever, but
now why is it
to,
an error in your DNA?
Because it's, you know, not, you know, the way you do it.
And, yeah, but that's okay. So it is the way like you do it, and this is America. Kurt.
Yeah, and so I'm that phrase when you say go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me, it's just what I try to do. Even Jesus said, be of good cheer, and he was certainly aware of all the troubles and problems in the world and that kind of thing. And
that's
and
right.
I believe that that's, good marching orders for us. But that's just, you know, my little way of twisting things and my weird way of looking.
No, that's good. And you have the right to that. And I think we need to have that in America. I think all voices come to the table. That's the genius of America. And I think I'm of great cheer. I think I've really pointed out the devastation of this budget, that it will do to our national debt, that it will do to the Republican opportunities in 18 and 20. But I've been very candid about what I think we can do about it, what difference we can make about it. I think I've pointed to solutions of where our focus can be, very succinctly. And so I've given my views. So what would your views be to do about it, Kurt? I know you're in your rowboat with your tartar sauce. I got it. But I want to know what you would do. I've given concrete solutions of what I actually think we as individuals can wake up today and do about it.
So well, just imagine if everybody who sees this that agrees with us on the, and Rand Paul on the whole idea that, hey, this is a lousy way to govern or whatever, you know, and it's just out of control spending and all that kind of stuff. Imagine if every one of them said, look, we're going to go ahead and support President George Washington, and we're going to go ahead and say, look, let's eliminate this whole party sham and make it so that, hey, we do, quote, make America great again, and let's go back to the way it was when we didn't have the party system, because this idea that says, hey, you know, if you get so many Republicans in there and, you know, then you're going to, you know, get good government or whatever is, well, it all depends on which kind of Republican. So, you know, this idea that all they need is an R or a D behind them or whatever it is just a joke. And so why not at least, shoot for the stars and say, look, let's go with what President George Washington said and eliminate the spirit of party. That would be my...
Now, I agree. Now, I did say that we need to reject parties and work on electing good people with good moral principles, regardless if they're Republican, Democrat, Independent. And I did say that we really need to focus on electing good guys. I did say that, and I did say we should reject the parties. I also said that I think we really need to focus on the new media. Taking center stage is one of the great ways to educate and punch through the propaganda going on. I also remember that I said this. Hey, Ron Paul got shut down and mocked when he didn't have an infrastructure built on the ground. Then he built an infrastructure on the ground, proving the way forward, and they didn't mock him anymore. In fact, they had to reserve to turn off lights and shut things down and disobey the rules to gain. Then I even said, what if we had good guys? The next step would be we had enough control and enough influence and involvement on the local and growing our level through our infrastructure on the ground to turn back on the lights. So I'm agreeing with everything you just said, Kurt, every bit of it.
Thank you, sir.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. In fact, I want to tell you something kind of funny. at the company that I work for, there's a HR department. And in the HR department, they do like fun things to try to just take off the pressure of hard work all the time and stuff like that. And so what they do is they create like fun things to do. So you might go outdoors and take a picture of yourself doing something fun outdoors, or you might take a picture of you and a bunch of other employees doing something cool. Like one time we made a pyramid and took a picture of us, and one time, anyway, this latest one, they said, "Hey, I want you to write a haiku and turn it in. And if you do, then you'll be entered in this drawing and you can win something and stuff." It's just fun, right? Anyway, so I got on this haiku rant, Kurt. And while the 3-minute break happened at the bottom of the hour, I did two things. Well, I did three things. I updated the show notes a little bit, because I do that as the show continues all the time. Okay, I got to write the notes while the show's unfolding, right? But I also, at the bottom of the first hour of the show every day, I go say prayers with my family. We just picked that time because it's long enough to you know, kneel and say a prayer, give everybody a hug for the day to start and all that kind of stuff. See, I believe that's where the solutions lie. And that's where I pointed people to turn to God and turn to family. Well, I'm not here to toot my own horn, but I am here to say we are trying to do that internally. This is not just rhetoric for us. This is real. But I also took the opportunity on that break to write my wife a haiku, because she's kind of frustrated this morning and stuff. So I wrote her a little haiku, Kurt. Now, I'd like to hear a haiku from Kurt, by the way. I'd like to hear him write a haiku. Do you know what a haiku is, Kurt?
Well, haiku would be H-I-G-H and then C-U-E, I guess it'd be.
I don't know. You can look it up. I can't even spell that. Anyway, a haiku is a little poem, if you will, that's got 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to rhyme or anything else. It's just it's based on syllables.
Yeah.
So I wrote to my wife this: love the day and you. Better believe it is true. Thanks, my faithful love. Just to cheer her up.
Enjoy your haiku, you know, at the end.
Yeah,
anyway,
except that would be another stanza of 5 that,
syllables.
But you could have changed any of the lines for your point. You're right. You're exactly right. And so anyway, I'm just telling you that. So I'm writing a haiku on the break and saying prayers on the break and telling you that we have got to reject this budget and be bold about it. At the same time, we have got to point people to where they can make a difference. And I think Kurt's points are right, that we need to be of good cheer, that we need to, but we've also got to kind of take an assessment of our situation and go, hey, we might be rowing with reckless abandon in the wrong direction, though. We got to kind of stop and take stock and say, what can I be doing with my time, with my money, with my energies to really make a difference? And I'm just telling you, to elect the next Republican is not going to get it. You're rowing in the wrong direction, folks. Or the next Democrat, or the next whatever.
If the next Republican happens to be Lowell Nelson.
Yep.
If the next Republican happens to be.
Let me stop you and say, you're right, except for the fact that he's a Republican isn't the point. So focusing people's minds on what the point is the key. And I think your question literally sets up that discussion perfectly, Kurt. What is a Republican? And you could say, well, if it's a Lowell Nelson, then it's great news. Well, what is a Lowell Nelson? He is a guy that believes in God, family, and his country, has complete fidelity to his family, to his wife, to the proper role of limited government. He would swear an oath and keep that oath. He would. And now we start talking about the principles that I'm speaking of. And electing a Lowell Nelson is absolutely valuable. But even if he signed up as a Democrat tomorrow, Kurt, I would still vote for Lowell Nelson. Let's have you respond to that when we get back, because I think your question, what is a Republican, really sets the stage for your point, and you're right, which is, hey, we need to elect the good guys. Let's talk about it, because I think that's where the power lies, in we the people understanding truth and then making an effort for that truth to become reality.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Kurt, I think your question about what is a Republican really highlights the point that I'm trying to make. If we were to elect a Lowell Nelson, it would be incredible. And that's exactly what Ron Paul did between his first run for president and his second, well, I should say his second and his third, if you want to get technical, but all right, in modern times, the first and second run, he built an infrastructure on the ground. He filled all up and down the line from delegate to county chair to whatever along the way with good people like Lowell Nelson. That's exactly what Ron did, and that's exactly what Lowell did participating in this process. I submit to you that that is the answer, and I think you're spot on. But even if Lowell ran as a Democrat, I'd vote for him, Kurt.
I would too.
So I agree with your point, but my point is we've got to look differently. We can't just go, oh, yeah, the next Republican, got to vote for the Republican, stop the Democrat. That isn't serving us well. This idea that getting enough Republicans to make our, you know, hey, stick with the platform and do what we want to do has failed. What has not failed, though, is what Ron Paul did and what Lowell Nelson did and what you're proposing, which is to find out, hey, what am I voting for? Who am I voting for? What will they do? How can I participate in this process to make money not the deciding factor? And it can happen with filling out this process, putting good delegates there at the local level. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where the change can happen, Kurt. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other comments on this one? Any other thoughts on the budget or what we ought to be doing? What should we be doing?
Well, I can give you a few more thoughts on the budget if you want that.
Sure.
You know, it looks like, Sam, that there's a little more detail, coming out. I guess, what was it, 1,000 pages or whatever. According to the guys at Washington Free Beacon, that's what it is, I think. The headline reads, Congress gives itself a bonus in omnibus. This is one bus you just don't want to take. But anyway, it says Senate increases budget by $48 million, salaries by $12 million. The House and Senate, says... I'll go from the bottom down here. I think it's kind of interesting. They say, aside from giving their own institutions a bonus, the omnibus also gives away millions to prevent elderly falls, promote breastfeeding, and fight excessive alcohol use. You got some real efforts to make America great again here. They say salaries of staffers in the Senate are also set for an increase. Division 1 of the legislation breaks down the total salaries of officers and employees and how they're being raised, etc. Let's see. Healthcare spending includes $4 million to combat excessive alcohol use. And that's going to fix it, I'm pretty sure, Sam.
It isn't going to fix it while the government's in bed, creating a huge, huge income stream on specialty taxes or entertainment taxes or whatever you want to call it, on alcohol. In other words, you got the government at war with itself on alcohol. You're funding trying to help people get off alcohol, but you're also funding alcohol sales, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So my answer would be to expose that lie to shine the sun of truth on it and for us to understand that the government shouldn't be backing alcohol. But you're right.
Now, the big fat government's going to fix something else, Sam. Another $15 million goes to study high obesity counties, and an increase of $5 million for the CDC program that seeks to address obesity in counties. By leveraging, they say, the community extension services provided by land-grant universities who are mandated to translate science into practical action and promote healthy lifestyles.
Wow.
You got $2.05 million to prevent elderly falls. It's, you know, right up there by Niagara Falls. It's just a little older. And then you got the $8 million in the form of breastfeeding grants. If your name's not Grant, then you don't get any of it. But the legislation also mandates the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, if you didn't know we had one of those, but we do, to improve wine label accuracy. That's something that's been very high on my list. I mean, you know, you go in and, well, anyway, I don't drink wine, but I mean, people are really concerned about that.
Oh, yeah, dude, they get all hammered and read the labels. It's great.
It's just tough times, you know what I mean?
There you go.
So anyway.
That's some of what's going on. Yeah. And that's why I'm rejecting this budget so much, because what I really would like Donald to do, because, again, I want to be full of solutions, okay? What I would do is have Donald create a third-party non-governmental team, what do you call that, a commission, to literally start to look into budget items and bring up, you know what, we're funding this item that literally... you know, tries to make labels on wine more accurate or whatever. Hey, shut that down or this. Okay, and I would really start to focus on that piece by piece by piece. There's people who already do this, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And they put out, which I want to get to. I emailed you this, I think 2 days ago. I didn't get a chance to cover it with you. But it's like the Citizens Against Government Waste or whatever put together their own scorecard of who's doing good and who's doing bad, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to break that thing down next hour if you've got it. Because I really think that's a, again, we can shine the light on this. We can find out, hey, who's doing good, who's doing bad. We can literally focus on electing the good guys. But I got an email from the Heritage Foundation, which I found interesting too, Kurt, that kind of dovetails with this. And I think they take a page out of the playbook that I'm calling for and that I think you're calling for, Kurt. We have different words to describe what we're trying to do. But at the same time, I think we're really going in the same direction. They say it even a third way. And it might be slightly different, and I'm sure you could find a way to divide us. But I say they're very close. They say this, fellow conservative, right now liberals are waging an all-out assault on our nation's founding principles at the polls, in the courts, in our culture, and in academia. If we're going to take our nation back before it's too late, it is imperative that every conservative know and understand and stand up for the United States Constitution. Anyway, there you go. That's what they say about it, Kurt. So they're saying it different than I did and different than you did. But they're pointing us, in my opinion, to the solutions. Now, Scott Bradley, well-known Utah patriot and frequent guest on Liberty Roundtable Live, said it slightly different. He said, we got to have peer application of the principles that made America great. I agree with that, too. And I think that we can be a great educational tool to align all of us, even though we say it slightly differently, and bring us together in a way that can actually work towards getting this done. You can say our efforts are meager. I would respond and say, I know. I get it. It's pretty rough. But I would also say I can do what I can do. And I will do what I can do. And I will make the difference the best I can. And I'll leave the rest up to the Almighty. So, there you have that, Kurt. Any other comment on the way they wrote it?
Can't think of anything to add right now, Sam.
I like the way they wrote it, though.
All right.
And I pray that Donald does veto this, Kurt. And I think that you bring up a wise point that we have an opportunity right now to influence the president. There's a little window here today that we can influence the president to veto it, right? Or would you support the president veto, or would you want the president to sign on?
I'd support the veto.
Okay, I'd support the veto, too, and I would say, hey, if Donald did that, you know what? The government might shut down for a little while, but we might actually engage in some of these discussions and debates that I'm advocating for to say, hey, wait a minute, let's get a commission together to look at this budget. This is insanity. let's, and pretty soon Rand Paul and others might stand together. You got 100 senator block that I mentioned, or not senator, sorry. You got 100 House member block, Kurt, that is pretty strong and boldly speaking out against this budget. They could get with Donald and have a sit down and literally then put it on C-SPAN and CNN and all these places like they've been doing this gun control legislative agenda. And they could literally start talking about, hey, we got a bridge built to nowhere. We got all these. And you could say it's negative focusing on these problems, or you could say that's what generates accountability. And that's what I would hope for, Kurt. So I'm writing in the show notes, hey, Trump threatens to veto omnibus spending bill over DACA and the border wall. I pray he does. Right? Go Trump in this case is the point. So that's good news. And I think we ought to not waste our window of opportunity. Everybody try to let your feelings be known. Use all the capabilities you have to become the new media. Say, hey, Donald, we support you. Donald says, I am considering a veto of the omnibus spending bill based on the fact, and you read this, that the DACA recipients have been totally abandoned and the border wall, which is desperately needed to be funded. I concur 1,000%. I hope we can get that done, Kurt. I hope Rand Paul speaking out and Donald Trump. Now let's move to this John Bolton thing that you brought up, Kurt. That's the next thing I have on my agenda. Donald Trump names John Bolton, former American ambassador to the United Nations, as third national security advisor. Bolton, fresh from a Fox News role, joins Trump's parade of TV talent. Flynn, McMaster, Bolton, they create one of the most hawkish national security teams in history, they say. Now, you want to provide your take on this one, Kurt?
Do you remember this Bolton guy?
Yeah, he used to be in the Bush administration a long time ago. He's been on Fox
News
forever.
Do you remember us hanging out with him?
No, huh?
So at one of our events, I'm pretty sure it was a National Taxpayers Union thing. I just remember it was in Washington, D.C. And I remember this guy because, he's got this big old mustache. You know, it's like a handlebar mustache. And they say he's pretty well known for it. And I just remember... Somehow Siri thinks I need to talk to her. You know.
My web search turned something up.
I didn't talk to you,
well,
Siri. No. I told you to be quiet. you know, I just don't get how.
Well, Siri does that, and by the way,
Alexa
does that too.
24 hours a day. Yeah, but the whole time in the whole 24 hours a day, I don't touch it or anything. It's just sitting there. Normally, I have to squeeze it and get it to talk or whatever, but. Somehow it thinks during this program it's just supposed to, you know, go off because I guess it just heard something it wanted to chime in about, you know. So you got this headline, and I was just wondering if you remembered him. But anyway, you get the headline from overseas. Says, if you want peace, prepare for war. Trump's new national security advisor, John Bolton, says the U.S. faces a lot of threats after he replaces fired H.R. McMaster. I just remember when I first saw this guy, I was very impressed with his presentation. I was impressed with him in person. And when I heard that he was coming in there, I thought, well, maybe we're finally getting some of the swamp monsters out. But, you know, the fact is that he has been in there for quite some time. I just believe, just like Ron Paul had been in there for like 20 years, there are certain swamp monsters, and there are certain ones that are in there fighting the swamp monsters, and I hope this is one that's fighting them.
Amen to that. I don't have as much confidence as Kurt. I'm a little more cynical, but I agree with Kurt that we certainly hope so. And he's got his opportunity to do what's right now, and if we spend our efforts anywhere, it should be influencing Mr. John Bolton to do just that, to pray for peace, to stand for peace. I don't have any problem with preparing to defend ourselves. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.